This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Washburn County Board has approved the scheduled use of part of the County Wellness Center for government entities and community groups. The County Board unanimously approved a resolution to allow government and community organizations to reserve the building's office space for short-term use. Wellness Center residents had expressed concerns about the space being used by a corporate entity long-term, but the County Board assured them that they would revisit the resolution if any group took advantage of the scheduling process. With the holiday season in the rearview mirror, Duluth area residents have a number of options for recycling their holiday trees. Through the Western Lake Superior Sanitary District, the tree cycling program is back for residents to compost their trees. Officials say recycling the trees not only provides good compost, but can help prevent the spread of invasive species that have become troublesome in recent years. A list of tree cycling locations, including Chester Bowl and Lester Park, is available online, and trees must be dropped off by January 10th. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding anglers across the state that the early catch-and-release season for inland trout will open this weekend. According to a press release, the season will run from January 4th through May 2nd, during which anglers can only use artificial lures and must immediately release any trout they catch. Anglers will be allowed to keep those trout beginning on May 3rd. Anyone planning to participate in the catch-and-release season will need a valid fishing license and an inland trout stamp. An arrest warrant has been issued for a Rice Lake man accused of a seventh offense operating while intoxicated after allegedly failing to make a court appearance. According to court documents, 52-year-old Nathan Pettit was facing up to 12.5 years in prison and a fine of up to $25,000 if convicted on the OWI charges. He was scheduled to appear in court on Thursday. Pettit was arrested on December 17th after a preliminary breath test allegedly showed his blood alcohol content to be roughly 3 times the legal limit. Wisconsin residents who drive an electric vehicle should be prepared for an extra tax when using public charging stations in the new year. Among a number of other new year rule changes, there will be a new 3 cents per kilowatt tax at public charging stations, and businesses like hotels that offer EV chargers will need to register with the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. Transportation officials say the added tax will help provide funding for road improvement projects and estimate it will generate over $3 million in revenue next year. A state appeals court upheld a lower court ruling to award the group American Oversight with over $240,000 in legal fees relating to open records lawsuits against Michael Gableman. The lawsuits involved Gableman's legislature-supported investigation into allegations of fraud in the 2020 election and accusations that his office broke open records laws by not turning over the requested documents quickly. The appeals court also overturned a lower court ruling holding Gableman's office in contempt. The Douglas County Department of Health and Human Services is notifying residents of a data breach allegedly involving a former employee. According to Department of Health officials, the former employee is accused of accessing patient records without authorization over the course of 21 months between August 2022 and May 2024. Officials are working to determine how many people were affected, but have already sent over 300 notification letters. The Wisconsin State Patrol and Superior Police Department assisted with the investigation. Two teenagers have been arrested after the Barron County Sheriff's Department received multiple calls about mailboxes being destroyed and burned. According to a press release, the Sheriff's Department received 6 calls about the mailboxes on Thursday afternoon. Authorities quickly identified a suspect vehicle near Shell Lake and allegedly found items that had been taken from the mailboxes. A 17-year-old was taken to the Barron County Jail on arson charges, and a 15-year-old was referred to Barron County Health and Human Services. A coalition of environmental and citizen groups are calling on state lawmakers to invest nearly $1 billion in clean water infrastructure in the next 2-year budget. Over 30 groups signed on to the letter calling for a $953 million investment for infrastructure improvements, the release of $125 million for PFAS cleanup, and for policy changes to protect access to safe drinking water. The letter referenced water systems with high levels of PFAS contamination and lead service lines that need to be replaced. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the 2024 open water muskie fishing season is nearly over. According to a press release, the season will close statewide on Tuesday, and after that, muskie cannot be targeted through the ice at any time. The muskie season will reopen in 2025 on May 3rd in the southern zone and May 24th in the northern zone. Anglers looking to take advantage of the season's final days should check the DNR's fishing regulations and quality water page for nearby opportunities. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers are swept by the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For the second time this season, the Packers lost to the Vikings, again by just 2 points, the final 27-25 at U.S. Bank Stadium. Packers running back Josh Jacobs asked, if the team has lost any confidence after being swept by both the Lions and now the Vikings this season.
Not at all. I told our guys at halftime, believe in ourselves. At the end of the day, like I said, we did a lot of things I feel like was on us. So I told our guys, believe in ourselves. I don't think it was nobody in here that believed that we was just going to lose. I think everybody had the belief that we was going to pull it out some type of way. We just fell short today.
The Packers will host the Bears next Sunday at noon. Men's college hockey. The Badgers beat the UConn Huskies 4-3 to win the holiday faceoff at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. It's the third time in 4 years Wisconsin has won the tournament. NBA, the Bucks are in Indianapolis tomorrow afternoon against the Pacers on New Year's Eve. Tip-off time at 2 p.m. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks, Wisconsin. Check out the film Conclave. The film tells the story of the cardinals converging on Rome to select the next pope. Ray Fiennes is our access character who manages the whole scene as potential candidates jockey for position to become the next pontiff. Lots of unexpected twists and great storytelling. In addition to Fiennes, the film stars John Lithgow, Stanley Tucci, and Isabella Rossellini. Just under 2 hours, but doesn't feel like it. Check it out. So much TV to watch, so little time. If you're a horror fan, check out TheWrap.com's recent list of the best horror episodic TV shows from 2024, which include AMC's Interview with a Vampire Season 2, Paramount Plus's Last Season of Evil, which The Wrap called an almost perfect show. Walking Dead fans will be thrilled to hear that Rick and Michonne's show, The Ones Who Live, was also on the list, as was a show many horror fans have talked about called What We Do in the Shadows. Check out the full list and watch them all. Batman fans eagerly awaiting the second installment of the new franchise will have to tap the brakes. Variety reports that the Matt Reeves-directed Batman 2 has been delayed a year and will now hit theaters in 2027. The film was originally slated for an IMAX release that would hit theaters October 2nd of 2026. Warner Brothers has announced that taking those screens will be a new Tom Cruise film that they are hoping to get on the big screen to qualify for the 2026 Oscar season. Here's one of Pete's picks. The Order, starring Jude Law as an FBI agent tracking a white supremacist group, is a really solid watch. Based on a true story from the 1980s, Law tracks the gang as they rob banks and set bombs off, terrorizing the Pacific Northwest. The film has good action and is a great detective story. The Order also stars Nicholas Holt as the leader of the criminal group, Ty Sheridan as a local sheriff's deputy, and Journey Smollett as an FBI agent. The film has been a hit with critics and audiences alike. Strongly recommend. Looking ahead to 2025, Variety has put out its annual list of most anticipated movies. As you might have guessed, there are a lot of franchise and superhero films headed our way. Marvel is expected to release Captain America, Brave New World, Thunderbolts, and the Fantastic Four, First Steps. And believe it or not, Hollywood has a few sequels they are planning to throw at us in the new year, including a Jurassic Park film and Five Nights at Freddy's Part 2. Another superhero flick, James Gunn's Superman, will also hit theaters in June. There will be a healthy assortment of family films, including Paddington in Peru, a Minecraft movie, Zootopia 2, and SpongeBob, The Search for SquarePants. I need a pair of those after the holidays. Looking well into next year, Hollywood will not let you forget that the second installment of Wicked, Wicked for Good, opens next Thanksgiving. If that wasn't enough, James Cameron will also be putting out yet another Avatar film. Horror fans can also look forward to the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days trilogy. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with areas of dense fog still lingering and high temperatures reaching the mid-30s, which will slide below freezing tonight to the low 20s. More patchy fog is possible, and tomorrow we stay cloudy with a few flurries, highs in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 29 degrees. That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.